Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
All right, let's jump over to baseball and talk to our good friends Eric Burns of NoFilter.net. Burnsy, what's going on?
Oh, good, guys. You guys get over that check swing yet?
No, I'm not.
Well, apparently no. Since you brought it up.
What a gaffe, huh? What a gaffe. Have your season end on that, Burns? I mean, that was rough.
It's just sad. I mean, there's no other way to put it. And the fact that we can't – I've never understood this. And still, even if, like, you look at it in the rule book, it doesn't necessarily, like, give any clear definition because they say attempt to strike the baseball. But, like, what does that mean? And so everyone assumes that it's when the bat crosses the plate, and everyone does for years has said, okay, well, that's it. Well, I don't know. Like, why don't we define this? Why, with all the rules that baseball has, why don't we define, look, we're going to put this is the mark across home plate. If the bat passes it, it's a strike. If it doesn't pass it, it's not. It's as simple as that. But unfortunately, common sense has yet to prevail in this scenario here. So, and I just, you know, as someone who, you know, I love the game. I am all about, the advancement of the technology, whether it's technology, whatever. I want what's best for the game of baseball. And it's just sad to see how that has to end when you had two teams, a collective 213 games they had won, 214 actually going into it because the Dodgers had to win that one to have that series. They go 2-2 in the series. It's game five. I mean, dude, last week, man, I the juice that I had but right before we went on No Filter Network and talking to you guys. And by the way, we had a record crowd on No Filter Network.
Nice, it wasn't very close. Nice.
It was so awesome. And I honestly thank you guys for that because there was a lot of people that came over from KNBR that night to listen or watch as a alternative broadcast and everything else. But there was, needless to say, just some really passionate moments throughout that entire broadcast, and hopefully we can learn from it. Right? Like that's it. Like, let's learn from it. Let's get better. Let's move on because you don't want that happen again.
But see, you have to want to learn about it. And this is where Major League Baseball, they got to put on their big boy pants and do the right thing. And we're kindred spirits, Eric, you and I, when it comes to, to the automated strike zone. But if we're going to keep giving big time postseason assignments to umpires who are clearly not ready for that assignment, then we need to use the technology in place and have mechanisms in place to fix the mistakes that Elias Diaz is going to make when he completely botches a call that has a very big impact on a game and possibly the series. And, you know, Doug Eddings' the strike zone in the Giants-Dodgers series, and Ted Barrett, and obviously, you know, we're still talking about the Gabriel Marquez check swing call from his spot at first base. You need to fix the problem. You need to have everything reviewable in an automated strike zone, or you need to stop giving bad umpires important postseason assignments. I would rather you use the technology, but I'm at the point now, I just want the problem fixed because we shouldn't be talking about this still in 2021.
Yeah, but the problem is that, believe it or not, like, all these guys are actually pretty good. And as much as we want to razz them and say, hey, man, like, they're awful, and Laz Diaz and all the calls he kept missing the other night, which basically made me throw up in my mouth 15 times over. Like, it's really hard, man.
Of course.
And a couple of months ago, I think it's the Brewers series, I went back, and it was Biscuit's birthday, so it was September 1st. And I went, and we got those tickets right behind home plate, where you see the speed of the game. And it was like, that, the first thing I thought to myself is like, how the hell did I ever play Major League Baseball? The second thing I thought to myself was, I am so happy I'm not an umpire. Like, their job is so, Ted Barrett was behind the plate that night. And there were some guys, you know, sitting next to me that were razzing Ted. And they're like, come on, Teddy. Like, all this stuff. I'm like, damn, man, I always loved Ted Barrett. And he did. He missed a handful of calls that night. But the only reason why we knew it, the guy right next to me, we're wearing Teddy out, is because we have a screen right with a box telling us whether or not it's a ball or a strike. And so it's like the question becomes, are we putting those guys in the best position to succeed when a couple of yahoos that are, you know, seven tequilas deep and still I'm taking a shot with these guys at the bar, coming back and we're watching and we're able to do this inebriated, and as we're watching a ball go through a square box, yet the poor guy is back there, you know, having to make this call completely sober, not one drink in him, and it's a damn tough job, and he still can't get it right.
I don't know what the answer is. I would say this though: Major League Baseball has to do a better job of putting the best umps
right
on those games. They can't. I mean, whether Laz Diaz does a good job relative to everyone else is a different discussion. But he doesn't do a good job relative to other umpires in baseball, and I'm not sure how they mete out assignments to umpires, but. I mean, there are guys who are good behind home plate. Those are the guys that should get the assignments. But I don't know. I try not to dwell too much on it because that's the way it is, and it doesn't look like it's changing anytime soon. So I don't want to get caught up in the officials or the umpires every single moment of the game. I want to sit and watch the game. But I do believe, and I know a lot of people disagree with me. But I think the K box is the worst thing to happen to baseball in a long time, because people get mad when you miss a pitch by a quarter of an inch, or just like, oh, come on, that's a strike. I'm like, well, golly, I mean, it was like, you missed it by a quarter of an inch. I mean, you shouldn't be missing pitches by 4 inches. I mean, now that you need to get someone else to do that job. It's tough, but you're getting paid pretty good to do it. But the strike zone now, you miss a pitch by a quarter of an inch, you're a moron.
I agree with you, Tony. It's not fair. It's just not fair to those guys. And it's like, if you have the box up, let's use the box. Why are we going to give everybody at home all of this ammunition?
Thank you.
As a matter of fact, I mean, you know, the problem was, and they had a huge issue with it. I remember like a couple of years ago at MLB when they first started putting the box up everywhere. And what would happen is the umpires would make the call. The manager would immediately get it relayed, like, yo, he missed it. So then the manager would go berate the umpire. And the manager's not seeing it himself because he doesn't have the monitor right there. But guess what? The TV guy who is working the camera is right there. And immediately he goes, ball, strike. He goes, oh, he's like, oh, look, that was a strike. And then he's like, give them the tools. And,
right.
You know, we could debate. I mean, the debate since I don't even remember what 2016 was the year that I first, you know, we first did the whole robo ump thing in San Rafael. And here we are 5 years later. I always said I thought it would take 5 to 10 years. And 5 years later, I got to believe, dudes, like, we got to be getting close. It's at some point that just give them the tools to do it. I think the last hurdle is going to be the umpires union.
Oh, clearly. I mean, obviously, it's an incredibly strong union. They've been able to kind of rebuff everybody to this point. Bernsie, what do you think Dodgers, Braves? I mean, Roberts is getting criticized a little bit because he went to Urias in game two in the eighth inning. He really didn't need to. It was a parade of relievers, and he gave the Braves an early look at Urias. They hit him in that eighth inning. He's now pitched 4 times in 12 days. He looked a little flat. In the last game out, and he gave up 5 runs over 5 innings. He struck out 3 through 92 pitches. Did the workload, you think the workload that he's been used so far, do you think it's played a role in the fact that he kind of backslid in game 4?
Larry, you and I are pretty dialed, bro. And I don't know if it's because of like a random tweet that I'll see from you. I'll be like, dude, he's spot on. But that's all I could think about last night when I was watching the game. We did a No Filter Network alternative broadcast last night. and we were on there and streaming it. Like, look, why when you got Mr. Trigger Finger over there, and I say that in a endearing term, it's Dave Roberts, like the gonads that he has to pull Max Scherzer, to put in Joe Kelly when Max Scherzer has 90 pitches and your season's on the line. Like, that's incredible, man. Go ahead, because I'm not going down with Joe Kelly. I'll go down with Max Scherzer. And then you have Urias out there who clearly didn't have anything. Mm-hmm. And the Dodgers are in a position where you're about to go down 3-1. Pull his ass. What are you waiting for? You're going to write Urias out, but you're not going to let Max Scherzer go? That didn't make a lot of sense. So, you know, on that note, they've overused him. They gave him that look. He clearly wasn't sharp. We're getting lefty on lefty bombs. Freddie Freeman took him deep. It was a move that they should have pulled him. And I don't mind them. If you want to pitch him in the eighth, whatever. And you know I'm fine for that. But the bottom line is that you can't let these games get away from you. And I actually read something about Alex Cora, and it was an article, a really good article. I'm pretty sure it was in The Athletic. And they're talking about, like, Alex Cora. Tommy, I'll send you the direct quote, because I got the quote and I sent it to a buddy of mine that I coach with. And I go, yo, dude, sometimes in life, and obviously, you know, managing these 10, 11, and 12-year kids, we got to be more like Alex Cora. Ruthless. Cold-blooded. Those were the words that were used, because Alex Cora says, look, this is a decision I'm going to make. You make the decision. You don't look back. And sometimes when you look out there and that kid doesn't have it, look, little Johnny, sorry, buddy, it ain't your day. Give me the ball.
Give me the ball.
See ya.
Don't break their spirit, Burnsy.
I'm not breaking spirits, but I'm just saying that sometimes you have to know when to say when. And these kids, it's all about development. It's all about growth. But when you put them, it's like, the question is this: our job, parents, teachers, mentors, is to put people in a position to succeed. Sure. Whether they're kids, whether they're adults, does not matter. Our job is to put them in a position to succeed. On the flip side of that, our job is also to not put them in a position to fail. So last night when I looked at that and they kept Ryan Urias out, I'm like, dude, don't put them in a position to fail. You got to make the move. Constantly learning, boys.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Hey, a little bit about the Astros-Red Sox series, because I don't know if you felt the same way, but when it was 2-1 Red Sox, it almost felt bigger than 2-1 because of the way they were swinging it. It's a grand slam every game, couple in game two, and they were just rolling. And it was just one game, and as soon as...
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Houston won that one in game four. You thought, oh, damn, it's 2-2. They're right there. And then they managed to, Alvarez took apart Chris Sale yesterday, and then the ninth inning got away from him a little bit. But Houston's pitching is just, I mean,
not good.
Alvarez, yeah, I mean, my goodness, giving him 8 innings was a godsend. I mean, because their bullpen's in tatters, and to get 8 innings from your starter, hey, Dusty Baker had to feel like, holy smokes, we needed that big time. Now they go back to Houston, where Boston has hit really well. How do you see this one going? Because, again, I couldn't even pick one right now. I couldn't have picked one. I would have thought Boston after game three, just because of the way they were hitting, but their bats got stifled the last couple games. This one should be interesting, the last couple.
Yeah, I was right with you, Tommy. So they're down 2-1 and in the series. They were down 2-1 in the game. And then it was the little engine that could. Jose Altuve comes up, hits a game-tying homer, and then there was the – it actually was my neighbor up in Tahoe. That's right. He lives the off-season up in Lake Tahoe. Stanford product, Bay Area, East Bay kid, Jason Castro, who laid out unbelievable at bat. Ends up getting a knock after Laz Diaz missed the pitch. Whatever. That was one of those borderline ones anyway, where it nabbed the upper right-hand corner of the box, and everyone wants to make a big deal. I've seen so many worse pitches called balls than that. So that was a game changer, and it started with Altuve, then it went to Castro, and then it just opened up the floodgates. But this Houston team, they're battle testing. And that's what I would say about the Dodgers as well. They're battle tested. They've been there. You think they're tripping right now? You think they're worried? You think they're nervous? I don't love the fact that Justin Turner is not there. That seems to be like an emotional leader, not to mention the fact that's a huge bat in the middle of the order when he's on. But, man, I don't think that either one of these teams are going to trip. Mm-hmm. And so even if Houston happens to drop game six, I don't see them not getting out of this series. I really believe that this is a team that is so used to getting lambasted, whatever. Was it lambasted or lambasted?
Lambasted. Lambasted, ketchup, catsup.
Beat up.
Although I like Lamblasted. Lamblasted was good.
It is good.
I speak my own language over here.
I like it. We enjoy it.
but I'm looking at it, and I'm like, dude, they're just they don't trip, man. They're totally unfazed because they're used to it. They're used to the critics. They're used to the noise. They go into a city like Boston. They're like, dude, we've been hearing this all year. We heard this for 80-something games this year, obnoxiously. So I just think that, you know, both teams, if there's, all reasons to believe in, the Astros-Dodgers rematch, I mean, that would be it. Now that said, obviously, the Dodgers are up against it right now. And I just think that, Atlanta's played better.
Yeah.
It's really as simple as that.
Their outfielders have been outstanding. To stay in the NLCS, how about one of your favorites, Ron Washington, showing he's got the guts of a cat burglar, sending those two guys?
I love that guy.
Just no hesitation whatsoever, and cool as a cucumber when it was all said and done.
Of course he is, man. He's the coolest guy in baseball. Like, still now today, everyone's going to be like, oh, Fernando Tatis Jr. Nah, man, what's wrong with you? It's Ron Washington. That's the coolest guy in baseball.
He's definitely one of the smartest in baseball, I'll tell you that.
By the way, update here real quick. Freddie Freeman, two-run jack off of Joe Kelly. Top Rushed one, it. One out. Braves 2, Dodgers 0.
Burnsy, we just had Kapler on, and we were talking to him. I was asking him about his hitters. You watched the NLDS. You watched the Giants lead the big leagues in home runs this year. Was Belt just that important to their lineup, and that the absence of Belt just made everybody kind of crater? Because they had like eight different guys who hit like a 118 or less or lower in that series against LA.
So once again, I'm going to go back to the game that I was at, and it was about September. I really started paying attention to Giants baseball. I was like, they're doing this right. They're not going anywhere. This is for real, and there's two guys in that lineup that would strike any fear into me. And one was Brandon Crawford, and the other was Brandon Belt. And when you lost Brandon Belt, that's a big piece, man. Because if you think about it I always try to think about it from the opposing point of view. If you had to go up against these guys, who are the guys that you're worried about? Brandon Belt, Brandon Crawford, that's it. Now, they have other guys. Sure, late night Lamont might get you past 10 p.m. in ninth inning, but my focus, Garrett Ruff might run into one. but I'm not worried about those guys. I'm not going to consistently be worried. On a bad matchup, sure. You know, those guys are going to be there. But those are the two dudes. Same thing with Buster Posey. I love Buster Posey. And, you know, look, he consistently, you know, does what Buster Posey does and Hall of Famer, yada, yada, yada. When I look at it, like, do I fear that bat? I don't fear that bat. I love him. Love him, love him, love him. As a matter of fact, you know, probably a top 2-3 player of mine in Major League Baseball, but I don't fear the bat. I just don't. So the question becomes, you know, how valuable, they lock up Crawford. How valuable did Brandon Belt now become going forward, as you're looking at the looming free agency?
Quite a bit.
It's huge, yeah. I
would think, because I mean they love him, Burnsy, and I'm thinking probably other teams out there would love to have that guy as well. Good glove at first, takes pitches. It's kind of like everything you want in a player right now. And other than the fact that before this year, maybe his home run rate wasn't as high as you would like. Well, this year he set a record for his home run rate. I think it was like 7.3%, where he's never been above 5-something in his career. So that's coming along as well. I mean, you might be getting the next 3 years could be the best years Brandon Belt had at the plate.
No question. And I'll tell you one place that I have to imagine is going to be hunting him down, so to speak, the Texas Rangers. I was at that ballpark just yesterday. That is one of the coolest baseball ballparks I've ever been into in my life. Man, like, dude, when I went in the clubhouse, it's an acre, an entire acre. I mean, they have everything. I mean, it's got a nice feel about it, too. And so you got to believe that the Rangers are going to be making a push for not just Brandon Belt, but a slew of free agents to try to open up this ballpark in style. It's gonna be interesting to see how the whole thing plays out.
So what do we got on No Filter Net throughout the course of the playoffs?
It's, well, we did that game last night. Tonight, I don't know if what we have. Now, the cool thing about it is that No Filter Network, and this is one of my favorites, is that, like, literally the fans can become the host. And so I say I don't know what we have going on right now, because I got to imagine, like, our guy Gary is a diehard Giants fan. So he runs, like, these alternative broadcasts and stuff. You have Amo, who's the big Braves fan, who might be doing something right now. We're empowering the creators, man. We're empowering the people. You know, the best part about the platform is the interactivity. So when we go on, when Thrill and I go on, we pull people into the broadcast. We can kick them out. They got the chat work and all that. But yeah, we're going to do every World Series game once that gets going. And then each and every morning, of course, I don't know how you guys ever miss it, is the Daily Hustle Life Optimization podcast, talking about top news stories, sports scores, best things going on, obviously, in sports. But the big thing is, I know, Tommy, you appreciate this. We talk about all of the crazy weather phenomenons going around the world, and we give you your latest Doppler radar updates.
Oh, I love Ooh. Weather. Big fan of weather. What time is that? What time is that in the morning?
8 a.m.
Yeah,
Pacific
that's
time.
That's a little early
Monday
for
through
me.
Friday.
That's a little early,
that's
for, me.
Early for weather updates.
It's a little early for me getting up. Is what it is. Now I got to ask you, since you've said, I know we got to run here, but you've said you guys can let it all hang out, basically, at No Filter Network. What would get a guy kicked out of the chat? What do you have to do on No Filter Network for you, Eric Burns, to say, bro, that's enough. See ya.
Yeah, well, obviously, like, no hate speech. Like, right, anything going down that road, done.
Okay.
And then, other than that, just when you're done with somebody, the same way we used to run callers on KMBR, right? You give them the Pete Franklin flush. I grew up listening to the best man. Boom, you got to go, you got to go. And then, but instead of the flush, I give it to see ya, and then I X them out.
So
X them out.
All I hear in that answer is full frontal nudity. Okay. That's all I'm hearing. So,
well, no. I've never heard anything against the full frontal.
Okay.
I mean, that,
okay.
That's a subjective opinion as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
Now, you know, again, like that's a okay. We do own the domain nofilterporn.com, but that's a last resort.
I'm just glad to know my ears are not failing. So good.
It's a technicality.
Wow. Up yours, Dallas. Up yours.
Burnsy, have a great weekend. It's always fun talking to you, and we will look forward to talking to you again next week, my friend.
All right,
Burnsy.
No
Filter Network. You can go check it out. They have a lot of great stuff on there.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.